The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson, East Central graduate Gracie Lynch, East Central graduate Allison Davis. We have Brenda Osmond. She is the Cadet Teacher Program Coordinator. And Jeff Bond, North Dearborn Elementary School principal. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Gracie, Allison, you have been involved in the past in East Central's high school cadet teaching program. You're well on your way now. Gracie, start us out. What initially motivated you to get involved?
I had always known that I wanted to be a teacher, and when I found out about the program, I thought that it would be a good opportunity to immerse myself in a school and to learn from mentor teachers and to see what teaching really is about versus what I thought it was in my mind and get more experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you did. Allison, what drove you to get involved?
So I actually started out wanting to do the psychology program through Ivy Tech. Thankfully, I wasn't accepted into the program, and I think it was our third day of school, and I was like, well, I got to figure out something else to do, and I had always loved working with children, but never, like, thought about the teaching path, and I talked to Mrs. Osmond and a few friends in the class, and they were like, oh my gosh, if you want to do psychology, like, you're going to love doing the teaching program, so she thankfully let me into the program. I think it was a week later than everybody else, probably. And I was able to find my love for teaching by doing that program.
Well, Gracie, tell us about your experience with the program. What was your main takeaway?
I think my main takeaway was just teaching is a lot more than I expected it to be, but I loved it more than I ever thought I could. I had incredible mentor teachers who gave me opportunities to really have leadership positions and not just sit back and watch, but I was able to lead small groups. They would walk me through how to lesson plan, how to grade, and I just really immersed myself in that, which really set me up for success through college and now in teaching.
Wow. Yeah. Well, because you are both East Central graduates, I mean, would it be accurate at all to say that you kind of have a special bond of commitment to your initial decision of getting plugged into the cadet teaching program? Allison, what about you? What's your take on that?
I think so. I actually did my cadet teaching here at North Dearborn. And so I was able to really make a connection with not just my students here, but also the teachers here. Just being in the program, I was able to learn from those teachers. And like Gracie said, do the lesson planning, which helped me when I was going through college. And then I was even able to reach out to my teachers as I was going through college and ask them, like, hey, I'm struggling with this. How do I fix it? How do I go through this process? Like, what do I need to do? So I feel like I made so many connections and it led me back to wanting to teach here one day and to where I am right now, actually.
Gracie, I mean, did you also feel like you kind of had a home there because you're an EC grad?
Yes, it was definitely a great transition coming back and already knowing a lot of the teachers. And on my first day, both of my mentor teachers from when I was in high school came to my classroom to say hi and ask if I need anything. And it just was a very welcoming environment, and especially to be comfortable and already know the building. And even when I was going through the cadet program, I knew that North Dearborn was a place that I wanted to come back to. So I was really excited when I graduated college and there was already a job opening.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, You know, I would say that, I mean, it certainly sounds like you're both finding a lot of satisfaction in your involvement in the schools, and you're very glad that you went through the cadet teaching program. From what I hear you saying, that's my take on this. Am I accurate?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what would you say is the most positive highlight of your experience?
With teaching in general, I think that everything that I've done leading up to now being a teacher has just increased my passion for it. And I am so thankful to be at a school where I feel supported as a teacher. My students are great. I have amazing coworkers who help me. As a first year teacher, it is really hard and you're learning your way. And I just feel like I found the best school environment that I could find for being where I am, and I've learned so much. I'm continuing to learn so much, and I feel like this is a place where I can see myself for a long time.
So you love what you're doing?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Allison, what are your reflections on this?
Honestly, I just love this school so much. My mentor teacher is actually on the first grade team with me, and I just cannot thank her and my first grade team enough for a warm welcome, big hugs, whatever you want to say, because they've just been amazing. And I had my first full week last week. And I think without the cadet teaching program and being here, I would not be able to be where I am today and have the support that I have. You know, I built a connection with my first grade teachers here, especially having my mentor teacher from my cadet teaching program being right next door to me, helping me when she can. But I just think, again, without it, I would not be the teacher that I am.
Wow, that's powerful. Yeah. Well, I wish you both continued success in your service to the students and the school, and good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Well, Brenda, let me turn to you. What is your impression of the effectiveness of the ECHS Cadet Teaching Program globally as you look at the whole concept, the program itself? What's your thought?
So first of all, Gary, the Cadet Teaching Program is a two-year education pathway where they do receive 15 dual credits if they stay in it from Ivy Tech for the 2 years. So that gives them a jump start, both knowing what it's like being in the classroom as well as the textbook information that they do at the beginning of the week. They are with me at the high school 3 hours a day, and then they are immersed the rest of the week, half a day, in their classrooms throughout our school district.
What would you like the community of stakeholders out there listening to know about the program? What would you say to them directly if you were speaking with them?
I think that getting a background in education is important in many career aspects. You can be a corporate trainer as well as a elementary, middle school, or high school teacher. And there is an intense teacher shortage right now. So students have the opportunity at East Central as juniors and seniors to be part of this program, get dual credit. If they plan correctly, they can graduate from East Central High School with an associate's in education from Ivy Tech, which is an amazing opportunity. It shortens their four-year degree by 2 years, which is great for costs for parents as well. And being immersed in the school system, in the day-to-day operations, really helps them understand if this is a career path that they are interested in.
It certainly seems like your cadet teaching program has been kind of like your own created, homegrown solution to the teacher shortage. Is there any truth in that?
Absolutely. We encourage our teachers to come, our future teachers to come back. We started a signing ceremony last May. We also have cadet teachers that have come back and been teaching assistants this year. So we really do try to train them so that they are viable candidates in our own school district.
So I assume the program has expanded then, right?
Yes, we have 29 high school students currently in the program between the first year and the second year.
Wow. That's very impressive, and I might add a big part of a solution and a void that is missing, as you referenced, the teacher shortage. This is a cool synergy.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it's great that these two young ladies were able to take advantage and come back and be part of our school district. We're excited to have them.
Well, I must say, I wish you the best as you increase the effectiveness of this program initiative, and hats off to everybody involved. I love the let's get this done homegrown nature of this. You've created your own solutions to address really what is a nationwide teacher shortage issue. This has been great. Well, Jeff, let me turn to you. You've heard what we've been talking about here. This is very exciting stuff. What are your thoughts, and what can you add in the way of your comments? What do you think of this?
Yeah, we've been very happy to be involved in the program. I think we've been involved since it began. Our proximity to the high school makes us a prime location for these students to come. After they finish their class in the morning, they can come over here to North Dearborn that we're so close. I think it's a really great opportunity, not only for the high school students, but also for our students and our staff. You know, our students' day is enriched by working with these young people that are new to the field and interested in getting into it. It gives us an opportunity to get them experience working with small groups while also helping our students to practice and gain intervention and time to work on those skills. I think it's also good for our staff too to interact with these students. We spend our days talking to students that are 5 to 11 years old, which is awesome, but it gets those teachers an opportunity to share their experience and their expertise with these high school students, which is something they don't get to do on a daily basis. It's always been a pleasure to be a part of it, and I've loved to see it grow. I think we've got 12 or so here, maybe more this year, and it's just, I love seeing them when they come in and saying hey and seeing how their day's going as they're going down to the classrooms.
I gotta say, I love seeing how you are bringing students who are about to spring out of high school, you're bringing them into the fold of a teaching career in a way that is pretty innovative, actually. And you're working it. It seems to be working well for you with the numbers that Brenda was talking about. This is impressive stuff. Great job. Great job.
Yeah, I love the opportunity to bring these students back, because so much of teaching is you spend your first year getting your feet wet and trying to find yourself. And these students come out of this program ready to run in a classroom. They've already had that opportunity to find my style of how do I work with kids and how do I talk to students. They've already developed that through their 2 years in this program, so that when they enter the classroom, that piece is already finished. Now I can focus on delivery of the curriculum and how do I deliver that curriculum in an effective way that allows students to learn the best.
Yeah. Andrew, as superintendent, you've been listening to what we've been saying here. This obviously is a home run in the way of program initiatives that you have going on at Summit Dearborn, and I really think the effectiveness kind of stands on its own. What kind of comments do you have related to the cadet teaching program and its success?
Yes, Gary. So the purpose of the program is to provide a pathway for our high school students. And, you know, our listeners, our dedicated listeners will remember an episode we did about the new graduation requirements. So this program will blend nicely with the new graduation requirements. And so that's the purpose. But as we've shown today, you can see all the additional benefits of the program. One, we put these students to work over here at North Dearborn and at Summit and Bright when they do the cadet teaching. They work with students one-on-one. They provide some reading assistance, math assistance, sometimes some assessments, things like that. So we put them to work when they're over here, and it is actually helping our students and providing some interventions for them. Two, like we've seen today, we want these students to become successful teachers in the future. We certainly prefer they come here. So we're trying to address the teacher shortage. And so here at Summit Dearborn, there are several things we're doing to do that. But particularly this cadet teaching program has shown that we've had some come back, get their degrees, and come back and teach for us. And that's a win-win for the community and for these students that are coming back and being successful teachers for us.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, this has been quite an interesting conversation today and represents what appears to be definitely a move in the right direction toward easing the shortage of teachers, but more specifically, solving that issue for Summit Dearborn School District. And You know, I hope the listeners benefit from hearing about this innovative, locally based initiative within your school district, because I think it's definitely a high score in things that are effective and are working. I want to thank all of you for joining me today and sharing all this information here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.